It's the Happy Half Hour with special guest Felonious Monk, who you may know from all kinds of shows, including two others on this very network. This appearance is the result of a fierce negotiation in exchange for an Uber ride to the Inland Empire a week ago. Long story. He's got a bunch of shows coming up later on tonight all over Los Angeles, so to fuel that, we're drinking Red Bull. At least he is. I'm drinking other things in my Red Bull. Anyways, this drink originated in Thailand and was called Krating Thang, which literally translates to Red Bull. But not just any bull, a Indian bison, or a gaur. 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 I don't know how to say that. It became a worldwide phenomenon after an Austrian guy used it to cure his hangover, then made a deal with the Thai distributor, and immediately got really into action sports, it seems. Jesus. They say Red Bull gives you wings, but that is a lie told to you by marketers to get you to drink Gaur cum. That's what this is. Red Bull is made from Gaur cum. Enjoy! Hey, everybody, welcome to the Happy Half Hour with Felonious Monk, comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah.
You may know him from The Nightly Show.
You might.
Fantastic to have you here. Cheers with the Red Bull.
Yeah.
What did you used to think this was?
Bull piss. It's taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. And if you know Latin, the taurus is the bull, and U-R-I-N-E is just urine.
It's, yep.
Yeah, so.
And people from old Latina. Where where the language came from.
I think it's Latinx.
From Latinx, yeah. My bad.
Old Latinx.
Deus ex Latinx. They invented urine. It's still urine. They drank bull piss.
They did invent pee.
Full disclosure, we did do a shot right before the show began. I didn't put down a base at all.
Did not ready. Did not ready. Did not prepare. Was not ready. Ready? I was not.
Okay. I want to talk about this. So last time, he was just here in the studio, and I personally had booked you on a show that you were here for, but I hadn't booked you on this show, and we just kind of made it happen. And then you had to go to the Inland Empire in an Uber, which is like 2 hours.
It's tomorrow away. I like that they call it the Inland Empire because it sounds like Darth Vader lives there.
It really does.
He doesn't.
No.
It's a wonderland of palm trees and nothingness. But yeah, it's a 2-hour Uber ride full of water. I drink a lot of water because I want my skin to be gorgeous. And as you guys can see, it's working.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I didn't want to spend too much time on this, but now I do. You look great. How old are you?
I'm 117, Brett.
Wow.
46 in Earth years. But I get to the end. I'm on my way there, and I've had like 5 cups of water here. And I don't know if you guys know this, but water, as counterintuitive as it may seem, is a diuretic.
No.
Yeah, water makes you have to release water. So
you can't just keep it.
You can't just keep absorbing it. I should have maybe took a shot of salt with it. Did not. So I'm on my way to the Inland Empire in an Uber in traffic, and I have to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the ride.
Most of the ride.
60% of the ride. I timed it.
We do have a lot. We are going to explore the anus later in the show, so that kind of ties in. I feel like we're past this, but let's do some icebreakers. So I follow you on Instagram.
Thanks, man.
And your kid is just fantastic.
Unnecessarily gorgeous. Both, actually. My daughter's stunning, but I hide her because,
You're just...
No R. Kelly.
You love
her
more.
Yeah, way more.
You love her more.
The daughter's the better of the two.
Good.
By far.
More.
I can't wait for my son to grow up and hear, son, you are, at best, a shadow of your sister. Bow down to Michaela.
Do you play them against each other?
No.
How old are the children?
They're so far apart in age, it wouldn't matter. My daughter's 14. She'll be 15 in October or November. Oh, that's not good.
That is really thing. We'll edit that out.
Thanks, man. She was born the day that Ron Artest ran into the stands in Detroit.
Really?
Absolutely. November 19th, 2004. I'll never forget it. Holding my new baby girl. And, oh, my God, on ESPN, they're just showing fight, 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 fight. And the boy will be 3 next month. So they're so, and she loves him in a way that an older sibling should not. She just really is a good big sister.
Should resent.
Yeah, she should.
She should resent.
She was the
love.
Only love of my life. And then this little jerk comes and she could understandably be like, this was dumb, Dad. Because it was dumb.
Was it?
Look at me, Michaela. I know it was not smart.
Your brother is a mistake.
We didn't mean it. You know, remember the sphincter thing? Thought I had four pumps, had two.
Nope. Can't do it. I can't really, you know? No, it's fine. Let's do it. This was a question that I had planned, and I'm going to ask it because it's so not connected to sphincter stuff.
Thank you.
Have you ever bought your kid a toy, and then you like, I want that more?
Yeah, all of his toys. All of them. He's got, my kid's really into dinosaurs, and so I think a lot of times he gets the toys that I wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not electronics, because when I was a kid, that wasn't a thing. Because I'm 117, so back then on the prairies, all we had was we played with corn cobs once we ate them. But yeah, no, the kid has all of these great little wooden train sets and things because his mom's smarter than me, and she realizes that that's how you get your motor skills up.
Right. Yes, that's great.
But yeah, all of his toys are better than mine.
Though I did see on your Instagram he had some kind of Power Wheels situation.
Yeah. So that's not his, but I want one of those. Way more than he. So, yeah, his cousin, Drew, who that's like the first cousin he's ever gotten to play with. Mm-hmm. His cousin Drew has a Porsche, Hot Wheels, with a battery and a radio. I didn't put that part in there. You didn't hear the radio. But it's a working radio that gets terrestrial local radio.
That's insane.
It is way more. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Recently, when Toys R Us was closing down, they had some left at bargain basement prices.
Should've got and seven
I,
of them.
I was like, I should have just bought this, even though it's like, no, you're too old. It said on it, Brett, you're too old.
You know what, Brett?
You're too fat.
You know what?
What?
Don't feed into that. You are not too old.
Thank you.
You are not too fat. You know what? There's no such thing as too fat, except maybe the 600-pound lives, because that's a health issue. But for the most part, fat is just people hating that you love food.
Thank you very much. All right, we have a lot to get to. We're going to do that after the break. We got this Area 51 thing. We got flying buttholes and more. Don't go.
And now, no! The people who run a West Palm Beach park have decided they have a homelessness problem. And their solution?
Baby Shark, baby shark.
That's right, Baby Shark. The earworm that's proven more dangerous than the ones from Star Trek 2. They're just gonna loop this over and over to drive the homeless people away. Incidentally, this tactic is used to torture inmates at Guantanamo Bay. Nice. Real nice. So to the people who run this park, we say... No.
Has a baby shark made its way to your life?
Didn't really get a big hook.
Good.
It worked. You know, I liked it more than he did, I think.
Really?
Yeah. We would remix it because that's who I am as a person. I'm not a good person either.
Right. Baby shark, 8, 8, and 8, and 8. A lot of people do. Had to be euthanized, which is difficult to do in the water. Okay. So, okay, here is something that we have to talk about. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Area 51. Yeah. There is a man out there who started a Facebook page called Storm Area 51.
They're out there.
And if you can see on that page, it says that 1.6 million people have responded that they are going. It's slated for September 20th of this year. And what could go wrong?
Everything. I hope that they're there. I hope that they go. And I hope that the military just steps out of the way and lets them get contact with it. We need to make this happen, people. We've got like 8 years left on this planet with the waters rising and the ice melting. Come on, man. Maybe the aliens know of a spot we could hang out until this thing cools off.
Like, imagine.
We're doing too much, man.
So Area 51, this is what the guy said. He said, we all meet up at Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry into the Area 51 facility.
Dude, they planned it out. Like they.
He says, if we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets, which for those of you, that's it. That's the, that is, and this is how the Naruto run is. Yeah. It's how the ninjas of Japan run with their arms flailing behind them, and apparently it makes you faster than
bullets. It's science. You know, your arms your arms add more drag. It reduces your drag. You just... I wish you guys could hear that. I was so fat. My legs were... It's fine.
He ran around the building and came back.
I'm going to do it again. You ready?
Do it.
Did I hurt you?
How? Right, that was insane. He runs between the raindrops. Okay, so here's what...
It was reported that the Air Force is not happy about it. They said, do not do this. They said any attempt to illegally access military installations or military training areas is dangerous. No trespassing signs in the area reportedly state that the use of, quote, deadly force against intruders is authorized. So would you, first of all, will this happen?
No,
will not happen.
No. Not because cooler heads will prevail, but because it needs to be organized, and that guy's not gonna like that.
There was a report that September 20th, mm-hmm. there is a place called the Little Ailey Inn in the vicinity.
Kicking in now, people.
Like, you like when people have an idea and they go for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, I have a pun. I might as well start an entire hotel around. It is booked solid.
Okay.
On the day of night before this event. So at least you gotta think 20 people are gonna be there.
Well, you definitely need more, conspiracy theorists to get involved, right? Like, they should do it on the day of the Waco massacres, because that's when all the crazies come out.
Right, like this is something celebrating.
Right.
Maybe that is. I don't know what September 20th is. It'd be funny if he just kind of was like, I don't know, that's my ex's birthday.
September 20th, yeah. My ex, that's her birthday, and she had a small chin and a big forehead, so let's go with it. She's an alien.
This
is one of those things that I hope happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope it happens, because that's going to be a great news day.
Someone compared it to Coachella, and I have the same thing. Mm. It's like, I don't want to be there, but I want to see what
see
it was like.
Yeah, you can smell Coachella from the pictures, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for with this. Like, you know what? This smells rancid, but also that looks like fun.
Right, and then you see, like, on Facebook, like, your friends who went there, and you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's always the one.
That's a Rick thing.
You should be there. That's definitely Kelly.
So do you think there are actually aliens in Area 51?
Yeah, sure. Like, I don't know. I think that the idea that there are no other life forms out there than us is arrogant.
Yeah.
But also that we were smart enough to catch them is the part that's tricky. Like, I think they're out there. I don't know that we have them.
Well, there's an
I think it's more likely that they have us.
There's an... like, they invented... There's an actual theory that, like... Yes, there may well be intelligent life out there. And mm-hmm. the reason we haven't seen it is either because they've seen us and they're like, not yet. Or because by the time an alien civilization is advanced enough in their technology to travel to other, like, solar systems, mm-hmm. they also have the technology to blow themselves up, and they do that instead.
That's both are believable. I think the more likely is they saw us and they're like, they got like 8 minutes left. Why are we
right? They're like, now's the time. Might as well do it. They're about to kill themselves.
They're not doing it. They've got Boris over across the water and Donald. That's one person, right? We've already cloned one weirdo and made him be in two places doing the same thing. We've done our part. We're gone.
Some facts about Area 51, though. Like, there are no fences around it, they say.
Right.
There's also, like, if you ever are in Vegas and you see, like, a white plane with a red stripe, that's the plane that goes to Area 51.
That's the one.
It's an unmarked plane. Anyways, okay, speaking of strange...
Isn't the red line a mark?
You're right. I should have said a plane that doesn't say an airline's name on it.
Should have said a plane.
I should quit.
Boom! I'm killing it.
Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here for at least another 8 minutes.
Okay, on to the Spanish toupee guy. Okay, so there was a report out of Barcelona that, quote, a man was arrested after drugs were found underneath his hairpiece, according to Spain's national police. Now, that is a sentence.
That is.
And you might wonder, what does it look like when a man has so much cocaine under his toupee that he gets arrested for it? Here's what it looks like.
So that's not even trying. It's a guy who gave up, man. It's not a guy who was making an effort. What is that in the back of his head? I've seen puppies.
It looks like an animal's there. It's like, sir, are you okay?
There was an episode of Martin where they were fighting some type of animal, and they kept saying, that ain't no damn puppy. That's what that looks like, that ain't no damn puppy. That's terrible.
You wonder if, like, he knew it looked so bad that he was like, maybe they'll feel bad for my bad toupee and
maybe,
they'll leave me alone.
Maybe they'll laugh so hard they won't check it. Also, That's a lot of cocaine. That's not an ounce. That's a lot of cocaine. Like, he could have gotten an eight ball through under the... But that much? What are you... And also, if the bag sweats and it seeps into his scalp, like, all of this is numb. I think that's what happened. I think he did a run through, and he would have realized this is a dumb idea, but the cocaine numbed everything up here. He couldn't... He was like, yep, this is going to work. That's going to work. Let's try it. That's crap.
There is no way.
No.
Put it under in your belly zone or something like that.
Listen.
If you're wondering how much that was, that's half a kilogram of cocaine worth around $34,000.
Yeah, 500 grams of this is 18 ounces of cocaine is a lot of cocaine.
The quote is, he was rumbled by police. Rumbled, first of all, way to go, CNN. Was rumbled by police officers who noticed him looking nervous? No, they noticed the giant bump on top of his head.
Wait a minute. So what they're saying is, we didn't notice that the toupee fit poorly. We just saw his eyes were darting side to side. No, man. Are you?
The eyes.
Why did they cover his eyes? Why are they covering his eyes?
We don't want to embarrass him, so we're going to cover his eyes.
His eyes were turning side to side. That underscores the cocaine is seeping into his scalp
theory.
That's
it. That's it.
All right, we got to take a break. We got flying buttholes after this. It's not just an empty promise.
And now, a dad joke that I might bail on. Let's see. Recently in New Zealand, two penguins walked into a sushi restaurant. It's true. According to the correct reporting of my local affiliate, they, quote, just couldn't help themselves. And then when asked how he was going to pay for the sushi, one of the penguins said, just put it on my bill. this looks like a dad joke that I did not bail on.
Did I crush that one?
That was a good joke. I like that joke.
I just,
Just put it on my bill. I would, yeah.
It doesn't... No.
You don't like it as much?
That was me trying to salvage something I wrote in a very short amount of time because I didn't have time. So
I don't hate it.
Thank you.
I don't hate it.
You're a dad.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. My daughter got more of them than my son. I'm actually good at comedy now.
Right. You're a good comedian.
An accomplished
comedian of status.
A comedian of note.
Yeah, the intro to this had you on a well-known stage.
That's right.
And you've done television shows.
Yeah. I'm internationally known, locally accepted, it's what they say.
So do you still tell dad jokes? How do you do that?
Probably. It's puns, right?
Right.
You'd still do puns. You never stop doing puns, and they're always dad jokes. If you do puns and you think that's legitimate comedy, it probably is. No offense. Those are dad jokes.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, we got that settled. Now, this is a new trend that my wife told me about, so let's get right into it. Mm-hmm. There's a new trend on the internet, on Reddit, specifically. It's called the Running Butthole Challenge, and it's the best thing ever of the week. The best thing ever of the week is the Running Butthole Challenge. It was, basically, it's described as this on Know Your Meme. Mm-hmm. Running Butthole Challenge, sometimes written as the hashtag Runninging Butthole Challenge. Mm. Good job, Know Your Meme, Know Your Spelling, is an internet challenge in which participants run toward and dive on top of a camera resting on the ground while exposing their bare anus.
Oh.
While exposing their bare anus. Mm. So, for those of you unfamiliar with what that might look like, we're actually going to show you the Running Butthole Challenge right now.
On a loop. Yeah, doing it on a loop. All right. Did he shave? I'm glad it's blurred.
I can't stop.
It's a lot.
I blurred it because this one actually had the butthole.
Yeah.
And Sophie was like, I'd rather not have to blur a butthole. And I understand that.
But yeah. Yeah, that's what the type of drug that you do that makes you think, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to pull my pants down just enough that my butthole's out. Then I'm gonna run and jump, but my butthole's gonna be over the that's what's gonna pop. And it goes viral.
Yeah, so there are.
It says more about us than it says about him.
The subreddit Running Beehole Challenge has 17,400 members, mm-hmm. and that guy invented it. His name's Pierce Paris XXX. He's an adult star who basically said it was a challenge among people in the adult entertainment industry.
Sweet.
And
taste makers, we call them.
And I can taste it when it lands in the camera.
Like groceries? No.
Here's another one. Mm-mm. Here's another one we'll show you.
All right.
Yeah, right. I have a double standard.
I do not. I still am like, nope.
It's the small.
I think it's the run
steps.
Up to it.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone. So the thing. My wife was like playing like, you know, computer games, and she's like, "Hey, look at this," and she just went through, and she knew one of the people who did the running beehole challenge. Like, hey, it's her. You know her.
Hey, it's Karen.
It's Karen.
With the. Now I know way more than I want to know about Karen. It's gonna be weird at lunch, right? It's like, hey, Brett, how you doing? Hey, you should bleach that. I'm not judging. It's just a suggestion.
But like they say a challenge, and a lot of challenges on like whatever's happening, they're not challenges at all. I think this is a legitimate challenge.
Yeah, this is, you can't just walk up to somebody and say, hey, let's make a video with your butthole. No, that's a challenge.
That's a challenge. But like the physicality of jumping, I don't think I could do that.
I think jumping and making sure that you position your butthole in the place. Okay, we're talking about exposed buttholes.
But it's also science in a way.
It's science.
It's like the logistics, it's ballistics, ballistics.
It is ballistics.
There is my dad joke, I apologize. Yeah, here's my favorite tweet about it, and this is the last thing we can mention before the end of the show. Someone whose name is ThoughtSees wrote, somebody's gonna seriously yeet their cooch doing this.
Yeet their cooch.
And that is the most like internet lingo response to a trend online.
Never yeet your cooch, people.
Where can people find you, Felonious Monk?
They can find me in a Walmart parking lot yeeting my cooch. I don't know what that means, so probably not.
But when you see it, you'll know.
But when you see it, you'll know. Look for me at FelonIous. _MUNK on all social media except for Facebook, because they don't let you put ads and stuff. And so whatever to Zuckerberg, he can get these hands if he ever wants to. I'll fight him. I will fight Mark Zuckerberg. Let's look at me. Mark Zuckerberg, if you're out there, you can get these hands.
He knows. He knows. Thank you for watching. Like and subscribe. We'll see you next time. What's this happening?